down in Greece and soaking up the sunshine. It's wonderful. You guys should come down and join me. We should do the radio show from my flat here in Greece.
I'll be there in 5 hours, pal.
Yeah, no worries. I'm sure Jet 2 do a daily service there, so we'll be there. We'll be there.
Yes. Yeah, do what I did. Take first class on the EasyJet.
Now, Sean, I mean, most of you, most people will know you, of course, from Storage Hunters, but you were a stand-up comedian way before Storage Hunters came along.
Yeah, I started doing stand-up comedy 19 years ago, and I've been an auctioneer for about 15, so I've been at it for quite a while. What a lot of people don't know is I actually even owned my own comedy club for a long time in San Diego, California. I put myself on 7 shows a week, every single week, and I did that for 8 consecutive years.
Wow. Do you miss that? Do you miss like the hard work of a stand-up tour and miss the hard work of running a comedy club?
You know, I do not miss running the comedy club. I don't miss that at all. But I do miss getting up on stage and just, you know, making people laugh. That's why I decided to go out and do this tour, because I used to have so much fun doing it, and it's really what I did the most of long before I ever did Storage Hunters. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back and give that another go, you know?
I'm not surprised. And how did Storage Hunters come along? Because this started in the US, and then they brought the format over here. Luckily, we got you to come over here as well, which was the good prize, the big prize.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was 3 years that I worked on that in the UK, and it was actually 3 of the best years of my life. I had so much fun traveling around 57 different UK cities filming Storage Hunters. We did 7 episodes of Celebrity Storage Hunters. So I got to meet all kinds of, British comedians, everyone from like Mark Brigstock to Johnny Vegas. I mean, I just had an amazing time. It was awesome.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever been involved with? I mean, in terms of the Storage Hunter show, what was the one thing you thought, hang on, even I can't get rid of this?
Yeah, well, there have been times. I mean, sometimes the best stuff doesn't wind up on the show. I mean, you know, because I've been doing these auctions for years, and I'm like, man, why aren't we filming today? You know what I mean? Like, there's crazy stuff that will come out of these things, and unfortunately, it's not always when there are TV cameras around. I've made 136 episodes, which means I've literally filmed 136 auctions, right? But I've done thousands of auctions, and then there have been days where I'm like, oh, I wish we were filming today. But in the States, I got to say, the craziest stuff is always in the States. We have the market cornered on nut jobs. I mean, we Americans, we know how to really make a good crazy person, and then we basically, those crazies love to store their craziness in storage units. I mean, it's just. Everything from meth labs to just I've seen crime scenes to just, I mean, you just open the door and you go, oh, my gosh. I remember one time I opened up a door and this one person was so obsessed with Howard Stern. He must have had like 75,000 items with Howard Stern's face on it, everything from Frisbees to T-shirts. And you just go, oh, this is just crazy. make you guys – just think about it, Darren, Mark. Someone out there, huge fan of yours, and they've got like 70,000 items where they've just printed your face on everything and they're keeping it in storage and paying a couple hundred pounds a month to store it. Those are good fans, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like Darren. He's obsessed with Star Wars. Every time I see him, he's got a Star Wars T-shirt. Yeah, so I reckon you could probably do a show on him, because he's a nut job as well.
Well, that's very true. That's very, very true. So tell us about the show. You've got a show coming along to Bradford. I think you're Bradford the 13th of June, and then you're back as well in Yorkshire. You're coming to York the 22nd of July at the Great Yorkshire Fringe. Tell us about your new show.
Yeah, so basically what I've led this crazy life, right? I've done everything from, I used to catch, you know, shoplifters. I used to be an undercover store detective. I worked for military intelligence. I was over in Iraq, Desert Storm. I've made the TV shows. I mean, there's so much more. I've been married for 25 years. I've got so much to talk about. It's crazy. So I'm taking this show out. I'm going around all, you know, England, June and July, and then August I'm doing 50 shows at the Fringe, and then I'm coming back out in October to do some more shows. So just really getting fired up to do this. And this won't be my first time in Bradford. I filmed in Bradford twice. and I've done stand-up in Bradford once before, had a great show there once a couple of years ago. I was a real low-key thing. I didn't really promote it, but I did a small little theater, had a wonderful time. And the other time that I was in Bradford, there's an academy there, and I went and did some motivational speaking for about 400 teens there. And so I'm looking forward to coming back to Bradford. I've had such a good experience in the past.
Look, I live in Bradford, mate. I think you're the only person that's ever enjoyed going there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you know, Bradford gets beaten up a lot. You know, I've been around the UK enough that I know that people beat up on Bradford. But I got to tell you, I've met some really cool people in Bradford. So I've had some good experiences there.
Very good, very good. Well, I'm going to come down. To the Alhambra. Beautiful theatre.
Yeah, it is.
I hope you guys do. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll be there.
You can find out show dates and times on Sean Kelly's website, which is SeanBrandonKelly.com. It'd be remiss, I think, Sean, not to have you on and maybe just hear what you could do with the auctioneering, because it is stuff of legend on how you auction things off, Sean.
Okay, awesome. I'll do a little bit calling for you, and I'm glad you brought it up, because here's the other thing. I want all your listeners to know that if they're going to come to the show, bring an old cheeky item from home, because if you bring something funny, I'm going to bring you on stage. We'll auction off, and we're going to give all the money to Help for Heroes, and it's going to be something like this. I'm sorry, 25 pounds. I'm 25. I'm 100. 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 I'm 100.
Brilliant.
That made more sense than any of your bulletins, Mark.
Hey, well, better than anything I've ever read out, I'll tell you. I'm going to record that. That'll be the half-eight news, that, by the way. Just before you go, me and Darren want to have a word with you about that meth lab, just off the record. Times are hard in Bradford.
I'll just stay on the line so we can chat, and I'll give you guys the breakdown for it.
Good man.
SeanBrandonKelly.com, that's the website to go to. Sean Kelly, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
You guys, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.